Brusewitz will hand it off to Wrench, and they'll him do the honors, crossing the A at the center court of Assumption. Rotated around, top of the wheel, now to the right, back in the hands of Brusewitz. Right elbow, back it off, just inside the arc, let it fly, doesn't go. A rebound for the Royals, Trey France with it.
His first rebound of the game there.
France, baseline, grabbed by Board. Now back to France. Nystrom dribbles it, stops just inside the free throw line. Oh. Tough shot right on line, just a skosh short. And the rebound into the hands of Wrench. Left side, three ball on the way. No, wide left that time for Brooks Vanderhoof. And the Royals have the rebound and come into the front court at the 11.5 minute mark. 51-40. Elevation, shot, rolls off. Oh, looking at the disappointment in JT's face, he thought he had that one. And the rebound secured by Wrench for the Tigers.
In his defense, I thought he had it too.
Yeah, it looked good, didn't it? Our angle, it was right on line. It just rattled around and came out. And the rebound, Tigers. They'll go baseline right side, Brusewitz. He and Wrench play catch inside out. Wrench lets the three ball fly. That's good.
Boom.
Caleb Wrench, that's his first three ball. He now has 5 points, and the lead back up to 14 at 54-40. JT, right side, a lot of contact, tries to get it over the top into the hands of France on the right baseline. Body's flying, ball goes out of bounds. It'll say Tigers basketball. Board and Hagen out of the ball game. Back in for Assumption is Nystrom and Oswald. JJ. So the inbound will come from Mr. Wrench to Brusewitz. Drew goes against JT. Looking for a screen at the half court from Shane here. Doesn't really need it. JT sniffed that out. Spun away from it. Backdoor cut. Wrench. Nice feed that time from Brooks Vanderhoof. And it's 56-40.
They kind of got away from that backdoor cut towards the end of the first half, and they're getting back to it and picking up right where they left off.
Now here's a try to throw it diagonally, but it's read perfectly by Foster, and the turnover on the Royals at the 10-minute mark now. Vanderhoof, straight line pass across the baseline. Brusewitz all the way to the basket. He tried to go with a reverse layup, but it was blocked away by Trey France and picked up by Carter Brubeck. And Parker goes up ahead. JT, again, cut off on that baseline. They've been making that baseline work hard. Try to go out on top, and it's stolen away by Wrench. Another turnover on the Royals.
About halfway through the second half, that's 7 turnovers already on the Royals.
So they are up to 14 on the ball game. And there's a feed underneath to Wrench. Ruink blocks it away, but it still went in somehow.
Wow.
He got a hand on it. The ball shot straight up in the air, and then it did a 90-degree angle and came back down and into the basket. I think that just defied physics.
Sometimes things do.
Into the front court. Royals now find themselves trailing it by 18 points halfway through this second half of action. Three ball. Yes! Logan Nystrom, his second tray of the night. He has 6 points. 58-43, 3 seconds under, 9 minutes remaining. Walking it straight up court very leisurely is Brusewitz. That left hand now over to the right hand dribble against JT. Goes to Wrench on the right side. Popping out, backdoor cut, left hand, finish it, Wrench.
Yet again, that backdoor cut cuts them Royals deep.
60-43 now. Back to that 17-point advantage for the Tigers of Stratford. Why don't I say Marshfield? They look just like Marshfield, don't they?
Yeah, just spelled different.
Yep. Uniforms look the same. Three ball for JT. Nope. And high in the sky with the rebound, Caden Foster. For Marshfield, Stratford. Marford. Marford. They're playing somebody from
Marshford.
Marshford. I like that, too. Oh, reach in from behind on JT. I think that's going to be number 3 on JT.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Back into the ball game come Hagen and Lieber. Oswald and Nystrom take a seat. Young Royal Squad. Only one senior, that being Owen Hagen, who's being honored here tonight on senior night.
Mm-hmm.
Fun to follow again next year.
For sure.
Here's a little baseline inbounds pass to Shane here, who catches and falls away from 6 feet and hits it. 62-43. The Royals find themselves on the short end of the scoreboard here thus far. France with the dribble on the right wing. Leaves it to Hagen. Lieberg on the left arc. Lob it inside to Brewing. Being bodied up by Spindler. Three ball on the way for Hagen. You know, he just walked away like he knew that baby was going down from three-point land, and it was. And coach wants a timeout. Let's just take a 30, Laura. We're back with more right after this.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great. Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Heard it somewhere. I can't remember where. Maybe the grapevine? I think that's where it was. Hey, you know what? Winter's starting to draw to a close. Spring, I think I saw, is like March 20th this year. Might be a great time to head on out. Homestead Golf Course Supper Club. Stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked meals. Enjoy some time with family and friends. 2.5 miles west of town, Highway 73. Make sure you say hi to all the good folks out there. Say hi from Randy and Michael, and say hi to Jamie, and sure you enjoy your night out there with family and friends. That's Homestead Golf Course, which I hope to be hitting sooner than later.
Yeah, it was actually, I saw Jamie the other day, and he's looking forward to you getting back out there and hunting the land.
Yeah,
turkey season coming up, and Randy hunting for his golf ball season, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. As you're looking for those elusive turkeys, you'll find a bunch of white golf balls. 62-46, Royals find themselves on the short end of the scoreboard right now with just over 7 minutes to go. Tigers with that basketball and the lead in the hands of their point guard right now, Mr. Wrench. Rotate it to the right wing, looking for some backdoor cuts.
Ooh, and beautiful.
Boy, did we both call that at the same time. Nice. That's only the second turnover on the Tigers?
Third and a half now. On my count.
Yep, second and a half, right? And so was intercepted nicely by Chase Lieber, we should add. And he'll bring it into the front court. France on the left baseline. Hagen. JT thought about taking the three, but Shane Hare was in his face, so he took a dribble to the right.
Boom!
And he splashed it home. JT now 5 points in each half. He's got 10. 10 shy of his scoring average for the year with 6.5 minutes remaining. And the lead at 13 for the Tigers.
Think the Royals start thinking about fouling a little bit, or?
That's a good question, right? There haven't been a whole lot of free throw shot here tonight, so you don't want to let it get too far away because you do have to make up some time, and you always want to shorten up the game that way. There's that good backdoor cut.
Boom.
And yeah, that's the quandary, right? You make them shoot free throws because they have been getting a few backdoor cuts, so maybe you started sooner than normal. Here's a three for Mr. Hagen. Just a little bit long rebound. Secured by the Tigers. Into the forecourt they go. Spindler, top of the wheel. Vanderhoof, back around to Spindler. He's on the right wing. He dribbles with the left hand, the right hand into Brewing. Fall away, 7-footer. I think Parker maybe got a piece of that. It came up short.
Yep.
And then the reach in on Riley Spindler, the junior, picks up his second personal. And that's the fourth on the team.
Yeah, this game's been very clean. I know we probably jinxed it, but been clean. It's been going, and it just, the intensity for both teams has been there. But once the Tigers from Marshford figured it out, once they figured out how to get back to that backdoor cut, luring Assumption out to the perimeter on defense, it's kind of been lights out since then.
Stratfield leaving by 64-49.
I hope Laura's laughing as much as we are.
There's a nice fall away for Mr. Hagen, the senior. having himself a second half. 12 here in the half number two. He's got 15 on the ball game. That's a way to go out as a senior in your regular season.
You got family, that right.
Four ticks under 5 minutes still to go, 64-51. See if the Royals can't get a stop here. They really could use one.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Tiger's going to just work that arc until maybe somebody does get that backdoor screen and cut. Vanderhoof looked to dribble penetrate. Not much there, so he takes it back out to the outside. Now he goes baseline with it. Inside. Fall away.
Ooh.
And the big man, Caden Foster, the 6 foot senior, gets his fifth point of the half. He has eight tonight. And it's 66-51. Lieberg, cross-court pass from JT. They go to Hagen on the left baseline. Ron Board now goes down with the help. Back out to Owen. Owen gets knocked to the floor, and they're going to call a block. That was an easy and good call by the official. It might be on Mr. Vanderhoof.
It is.
His third.
According to Mr. Mark Skibba.
Team's fifth. Long pass into the backcourt.
Oh, down goes Ron Rasmussen.
He's back up and he's okay. That line just jumped up, and grabbed that right foot, and looks like he's fine. And now there's a three ball on the way by JT again. JT slaps his hands and goes, man, I thought that one was in. That's twice now he had a look from about the same area, and they both looked really good. But
yeah, they did.
Both just came up a score short. 3:45 to go, 66-51. Stratford with the lead and possession. Vanderhoof goes against Lieberg. Tries to go to the right elbow, can't get there because he's cut off by Lieberg. So they have to go back on the outside to Brusewitz. And we're going to get off and up on the screen away from the ball. And that's number four on Vanderhoof.
Yeah, it'd be a big loss for the Tigers.
If it wasn't a 15-point lead with 3:29 to go,
that could be
harmful. But he's going to stay in the ball game.
If.
Right. So the Royals, again, we talk about needing a bucket. They really need one here. Hagen, right elbow, spinning, double team. Back over to Lieberg. Chase will take it to the free throw line. Ball comes free. Turnover number 15. Vanderhoof has it stripped away by Hagen. And then Lieberg gets knocked to the floor. And they're going to call a foul.
Oh,
they kind of missed that one.
Yeah, that's one where Coach Paltz is like, how isn't that a foul? And I tend to agree with him on that. I think he doesn't travel if he doesn't get hit hard.
Yeah, I think the official just happened to look away at that moment, and all of a sudden he just sees him go to the floor, and the next thing you
know. But there's two others watching it, too.
Right, they might have been watching their areas and not watching the ball. So, fortunately, it's not like a two-point game.
Right, that's a consolation out of that.
Right. But with that said, we've got 3 minutes to go, and the Tigers still have the ball. Now they should. We'll see if they run about a minute off or look for a backdoor cut. If you get the backdoor cut, take it. Otherwise, you know, take
make
a little
them fall.
Right? Make them fall. Yep. See, right now, it looks like they're taking a little time. Rotating the perimeter. Vanderhoof back around on the arc on the top. There's a backdoor cut.
Yep.
Couldn't quite get it down into the baseline that time. So they go back out on top instead.
There's one cutting through there, Tal.
2.5 minutes still to go.
Taking the arrow of the ball.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Brusewitz running the show. Wrench now on top. Royals still working hard defensively. They went away from the 1-3-1. They're going man-to-man, but doesn't look like they're going to foul. Looks like they're going to just play it straight up right here. Somebody's going to run out of patience and reach in, I think, though.
Yeah.
Vanderhoof, right side. Brusewitz. Got that right ankle taped up. Got the headband on. He's ready for battle tonight. This is going to be a tough out, this Stratford squad, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Ron Board just got called for the bump. And for Ron, that's going to be personal foul number two, team foul number three.
Very clean game for both sides.
Yeah, turnovers have been minimal. Fouls have been the same. Both teams have been playing hard, working hard, and Owen Hagen gets a big round of applause as he's out of the ball game, and that's what Coach Paltz did. Took him out so he could get that round of applause, and people give him a nice ovation here. The senior playing in his last regular season game. Of course, he'll be back here on Tuesday at home.
15 points by my count for the young man.
And now we're going to get a reach-in foul against Chase Lieberg. It'll be his first.
Calling off the dogs is Coach Paltz.
And here come in some mass substitutions for the Royals. Cullen Thomas, a 5'7 freshman, comes in as all five players come out for the Royals. See if we can get some other numbers and names. Tyler Schill, 6'2 sophomore. James Bilderback, 6'1 junior on the court.
Braden Peters, I believe.
One more, that's knuck out there on us. Braxton Steiner.
Yep, there you go.
The five, there we go. And now Coach Schmidt going to do the same as he's got five young men heading over to the bench with a minute 36 to go. Vanderhoof dribbles towards the baseline, throws it back out. And there's a reach-in foul going to be whistled on the Royals. Bilderback, his first foul. And a host of Tigers head during the ball game. Let's see if we can find some names here. Ryan Christofferson, a 6'2 junior.
Thomas Bangert. He's a 5'11 junior.
T. Ashenbrenner out in the ball game. There's a 22, which is not in the program.
Maybe Harold Purs, yeah.
Because he is a number 22 on the JV. There's a backdoor cut ball stripped out of the hands of Thomas Bangert, 5'11 junior. It'll stay on the Tigers' end of the court with 1-1-1 to go. 66-51. Royals trailing it by 15. Inbounds, right side for the Tigers. Dribble penetration. Back out on top now to the look underneath. Push from behind. That's going to send Thomas Bangert to the free throw line. Unless he was not in the shooting.
I thought he signaled too.
Okay, I'm going to give him a couple. Bangert to do the honors here. First free throw crawls in.
All right, that's good for him. He's getting in the book.
That's right. More substitutes coming in as T. Ashenbrenner takes a seat, as does Ryan Christofferson. Second free throw on the way, and this one's wide to the left. But they're going to say last touched by the Royals. Harold Purs. Well, I guess that wasn't who it was then. He was 22 on the JVs, but he's 13 here, so still trying to figure out who the mysterious number 22 is.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if we're going to figure that one out.
Now we're going to get a hold on the inbounds pass.
I think that's on the floor, though.
Yep, I think that's going to be whistled on number 22, are they going to say? Yep.
Yeah, that's
James Bilderback. It's his second personal already.
Third
on James. And a 1-1 up and coming for Jack Remus. Wonder if that's, yeah, we've got him there. Good. He's a 6'1 junior.
Jack Remus. I wonder if that's any relation to Harold.
He knocks the first one in, so he gets his name in the book. 68-51. 8/10 of a second, just under a minute remaining. Remus's next free throw. That one is no good. Rebound is on the floor and dug out of there by Bilderback. Into the front court comes Assumption. Steinert with a left-hand dribble. Get it down low inside and a walk. Yep. Bilderback got the feet going just a little bit too quickly.
Yeah.
And more substitutions coming in for the Tigers. Ashenbrenner comes back in. Bangert back in. Also Ryan Christofferson, so trying to equal out the playing time for those young men that don't often get to see varsity action is Coach Schmidt. Had a real nice talk with him before the ball game.
He's about one of the nicest coaches you're going to meet.
Yeah, he's a real easy chat with, that's for sure.
Some jokes, too.
Oh, he does. He just had a whole ton of them. Here's a layup attempt that doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to the Royals. 30 seconds remaining. They're looking for a little backdoor cut to Steinert. Rotated out on top to Schill. Royals working the perimeter. Got it on the left wing. Schill goes baseline, triple team, puts up the jumper. No. Steinert with the rebound. He's double teamed down low. He's fighting hard. 5 seconds to go. Can we get off one more shot? Steinert going to have to let it fly here at the buzzer. That's blocked, and that's the end of the ball game. As the gun sounds, and the Tigers going to have at least a share of the conference title as they defeat the Assumption Royals by the final of 68-51. Going to need about 2 minutes to add up some of these numbers, and then we will bring those back to you as you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you, up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student athletes in Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
We're back here at Assumption High School, where tonight the Tigers make it a clean sweep as the JVs were victorious, 46-29, and now in the varsity contest, the Stratford Tigers also win at least a share of the conference, depending upon what happens over in Auburndale, as the Eagles are there playing host to the Red Raiders of Marathon. And if the Auburndale Eagles are victorious, they will share the conference, as these two teams split the regular season games, and they both would have a record of 14-2. Take a look at some of the individual and team statistics. Four players in double digits for the Tigers. They almost had six. Leading the way with 13 was Riley Spindler. 12 points for Jet Shanehair. 11 each for Caleb Wrench and Drew Brusewitz. Just a point out of double digits was Brooks Vanderhoof. And 2 points short was Caden Foster. A couple of points for Brady Berg, and then one each at the free throw line towards the end there for Jack Remus and Thomas Bangard. 4-for-7 from the charity stripe for 57%, and only 6 turnovers tonight for the Tigers. For the Assumption Royals, they had 2 players in double figures tonight, 15 for the senior. How about that?
Owen Hagan.
He ends up with leading the way with 15 points. After that, it was 10 for JT Schlafer. 10 points below his average on the season. 9 for Chase Lieberg. 6 points for Logan Nystrom. And 8 points for Parker Ruink. He had all 8 of those in the first half. Was unable to get into the scoring column in the second half. And a 3-ball for J.J. Oswald. Free throws, none tonight. That's really unusual. No free throw shot for the Assumption Royals, and they turned it over 17 times. So, as we look down the tournament trail, which begins next week Tuesday, for the Tigers of Stratford, they will be at home taking on either the 7th-seeded Wildcats of Edgar or the Falcons, who are number 10, that being Abbotsford. The Tigers are a number 2 seed,
yep,
actually. So they got a chance to do some damage there in the Division 4 playoffs.
Yep. Well, I just want a quick add in here, Randy, that you need to address the Tigers correctly, as they are the conference champions.
Ooh.
As Marathon is beating Auburndale 64-49 with 2 minutes left. So I think it's safe to say that the Tigers are going to be your sole Marrowood South Division champions.
So big night for the Tigers as well. For the Assumption Royals, who are in section number 3 in Division 5, they are a 7th seed, and they will be right back here on Tuesday night taking on the 10th-seeded New Lisbon squad. They are the Scenic Bluffs Conference with a 10-13 record as of tonight, 7-7 overall. They are playing Wazika Steuben this evening at home, and probably figuring they'll pick up a W because Wazika's 4-18 on the season.
Yeah, yeah.
So they'll probably be ending up 11-13. So that should be a good matchup next week. Tuesday, of course, going to be back here on Saturday. Of course, that's assuming the Royals win tomorrow night, and that's we're just going to go with that assumption, right?
Yeah, we're gonna have that assumption of that.
Couldn't resist, sorry. And so we'll be back on Saturday night and bring you all the action of Assumption Royal girls basketball as they attempt to make their playoff run. Well, as we always like to say, the first team to 7 wins, and they already got one under the belt because they got a bye.
Yeah. Yep, that always helps.
Yep,
that always helps.
So they only need 6 more, so we'll see if they can't do that. A lot of friends around here down by Owen is getting some pictures taken. That's kind of a cool night for the senior here, as he's the leading scorer for Assumption, but Royals just come up a little bit short, 68-51. Great big thank you, Laura Bird. Great job back at the studios
awesome
tonight. We are so thankful that you were able to get us on the air, and everything worked very well this evening, so great job back there. So for Coach Paltz and for Michael Comer, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Assumption Royal Basketball here on FM 105.5 WIRI.
Star at a time, one fell out of the sky. You had your eyes closed, you were wishing on them. I was thinking about your lips, girl, and kissing on them. We were sitting in the light of the moon, I was watching it shine on you. Funny how time flies with a good girl on a good night. We were down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that two-tone halftone, my heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Down to one hand in mine, down to one beautiful smile, I was done with the girl I want. Straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. But we didn't, cause you were looking like a dream I've been dreaming. I was thinking about anything but leaving. Still feel that touch, you were in my arms, soaking up that young love. Never been that far. Down to 1 a.m. listening to one more song, thinking I want more than just one night out here with you alone. Down to that last Bud Light in the back of that tube. Straight falling in love.
smile. I was done with the girl I want. Straight falling in love right there that night. Down to one. Down to one. I was saying stay with me. I'll be everything you need. Down to one.
Turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and then she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my ear. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paws runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let.
From Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. You hit me harder than a drink does. You're gonna take me all the way up. Something about you, baby, got me going crazy. I don't know what to do. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold. How you say my name and make it sound so sexy. Love how you do that thing, yeah, you know what gets me. I'm talking slow motion all night long. Baby, love you with the lights on. I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. It's a just cherry on top. I've never been high like this. Turn out the lights and let me breathe you in. Your eyes are so diamond, body so gold, and I don't wanna let you go. Supposed to say the word cancer in a song, and telling folks that Jesus is the answer can rub them wrong. It ain't hip to sing about tractors, trucks, little towns, or mama. Yeah, that might be true, but this is country music, and we do. Do you like to drink a cold one on the weekend and get a little laugh? Do you want to say I'm sorry or I love you, but you don't know how? Somebody had the nerve to tell that stupid boss of yours to shove it next time he yells at you. Well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it. Echo of your mother on the phone.
crying as she tells you that your brother is not coming home. Well, if there's anyone that still has pride in the memory of those that died defending the old red, white, and blue, well, this is country music, and we do. So turn it on, so turn it. This is country music. He stopped loving her today. This is country music. Hello, dog. This is country music. God bless the USA. This is country music. Amarillo by morning. This is country music. Stand by your man. This is country music. Country boy can't survive. This is country
legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam, you lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
What are you doing out there?
Come on!
I saw you at the game the other night. Yeah, you, up there getting mad, acting like we're all out there making a million a game. Well, let me be real with you. This isn't the pros. It's school sports, and it's a game, our game. So please, let us play.
School sports fans, remember, when you cheer for your team, make noise for the right reasons. This message presented by the NFHS and the NIAAA.
And all student athletes in Wisconsin.
We'll be right back.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So Rawls enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, that's wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rousing up that bow for faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his case. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rousing up that bow for faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So rousing up that bow for faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time, always stay humble and kind. Let yourself feel the pressure. stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble. Eat a root beer popsicle, shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine, always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line, always stay humble and kind.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. Empty bed, and I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go.
WIRI Nacusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Baby, what do you say? Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still?